Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. Power and Grace portrays the holiday we look forward to most this time of year, Easter. In a performance this weekend at the Monroe Civic Center, Janine Patton is with the Louisiana Delta Ballet and joins me in studio for a preview. Janine, welcome to Land Yap.
Thank you so much, Tyler. It's good to be here.
So last time you were with us, you were here giving us a preview of Dancing with the Stars.
That's right.
Now we're here preparing for Power and Grace. Tell us about the show.
Well, Power and Grace is a beautiful, powerful show, and it is basically a show with scripture, dance, and song. And a lot of people are familiar with the term at Christmas, a festival of lessons and carols, where you have a reading from scripture and then you have a hymn that is based on that passage. Well, this is a scripture reading and a dance and possibly a song as well. But it's just a very powerful, powerful evening. Tells the Easter story. And it's what a wonderful way for our community to come together this weekend and kind of put last weekend behind them and just for a little while, you know, let LDB inspire you and uplift you, because it's very uplifting, and it very much is.
Absolutely. And the show obviously is about Easter. But is there any particular message that the LDB is trying to get across with this performance?
Well, we would like to inspire you. Our dancers are very passionate about this performance, more so than I think anything that they do throughout the season. The dancers engage so well in this, and they want to share their faith with everyone. In particular, for this performance, in light of the recent circumstances and the flooding and everyone being displaced, many of our dancers are displaced. LDB has decided that we are going to honor and thank and dedicate this performance to the first responders in our area. And by first responders, we mean the police, the firemen, the EMTs, local public works employees, those people whose job it is to keep us safe. So that, you know, a volunteer, not belittling what volunteers do, but these people can't go home. They are paid to be there. They have to do this 24/7. And so we feel like we want to thank them and celebrate these people. And that's what we're doing Saturday night. And we would invite everyone to come out and join us in thanking them and join us in celebrating these individuals.
And that's certainly a great way to honor them with this performance. Let's talk more specifically about the performance itself. I know whenever LDB is putting together a production, you guys go all the way.
It's visually beautiful. There will be, the music is just remarkable. Of course, our dancers are just, with artistic director Missy Crane at the helm, we can't go wrong. I mean, and this is her original concept. This is something that started LDB and put us on the map. And we haven't done it in several years, and we're bringing it back because it has been a public outcry. Bring it back. We want to see Power and Grace again. And what a wonderful way to start Holy Week next week. And we wake up Sunday, and it's Palm Sunday. And so you're right here in Easter week next week. And so it's a great way to prepare. But visually, the lighting, the lighting, the music, the dance, the costumes, there's so many things and so many people working behind the scenes to put this thing on. And again, it is just, it's very powerful and moving and uplifting.
And so we were talking about the visual aspect of the show. Let's talk about the preparation that went into the show. Talk about the dancers, the people who are going to be participating.
Well, these dancers have been, like I said, this is a show that we started many, many years ago when LDB first started. But through the years, obviously, your dancers grow up and move on. And so this is a new generation of dancers that are performing the show, some for the first time, some who were performing roles when they were younger children, and now they're performing the major roles. So it's a totally different, it's the same, but it's different. Obviously, every year it's going to be different with different dancers. But and Missy's got a few little things that she adds, you know, every now and then. She'll kind of interject expect a little something different. But the dancers have been preparing, and bless their hearts, like I said, a lot of them were displaced, and a lot of them were affected by this flooding as well. We've missed some rehearsal time, but these kids are troopers. I mean, these are children that are living, and young ladies and young men that are living in hotels right now, but they're still committed to this, and we're committed to putting this show on. And you know, as I say, the show must go on.
Absolutely, and I have no doubt that even, you know, in spite of the flood crisis here in the area over the past week, that the performance is still, I mean, that could probably make the performance even stronger.
Exactly, and that's what we're hoping. We want to touch people and want to give them, like I said, a little time to get away from their problems and a little time to get away from their stress. Come, let us inspire you and entertain you for an hour and a half on a Saturday evening, and take something from this. Mm-hmm. And again, thank these first responders and celebrate these individuals in our community that have put their lives on the line for us.
Mm-hmm. And this event coming up this Saturday, March 19th, this will be ending LDB season. But you guys a lot of great things in store.
We do. We will have a Christmas performance. I'm not really sure what that is, but about this time next year, we will be having our all-star performance of Dancing with the Stars. And so that's where we are going to get a lot of our former winners, and they'll come back in. And so it's going to be a very nice night. So put it on your calendar, March 2017.
All right. Janine Patton joining me in discussion about Louisiana Delta Ballet's Power and Grace. The performance takes place at the Monroe Civic Center's W.L. Jack Howard Theater this Saturday, March 19th. Janine, how can people get tickets?
Well, at this point, you can get tickets at the Civic Center box office or at LouisianaDeltaBallet.com.
Right. Janine Patton is the Vice President of the Louisiana Delta Ballet Board of Directors. Janine, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Tyler.
Find this and other Lanyaps on our website at kedm.org.
I'm CJ Sarter, and I work in television and public relations. I support the station financially because I know that my quality of life is better because we have public radio. I'd like for everyone listening to join me in supporting public radio. I know times are hard. We've got to help public radio make it through the rough patch with us, because on the other side, we're all going to be better off for it.
To make your pledge, go to kedm.org or call 342-5575.
KEDM Public Radio has become an important cultural institution in the area, giving back to the community by supporting the work of other local arts organizations. On behalf of the arts in Northeast Louisiana, thank you for your support of KEDM.